إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, one of the blessings of the modern times is the interest in learning, in acquiring knowledge and in learning about Islam. And we see this, Alhamdulillah, in country after country, and a lot of interest is there, especially among young people. So it is therefore very important to spend some time and ensure that this interest actually gets translated into benefits, because without that translation of interest into benefit, at best you can say that the time that is spent is spent at least away from evil, and at worst the interest in acquiring knowledge can actually lead to some major problems like kibr, arrogance, looking down on others and considering oneself to be superior to others, and so on and so forth, all of which are very major problems. So it is very important to therefore keep this in mind and say that when we go to seek knowledge, that we do it with the requirements of seeking knowledge that is that are important to keep in mind. So I thought we'll do a series of reminders, inshallah, each every day few minutes, to think and reflect on the issue of seeking of knowledge. So today I want to just talk about what is the meaning of knowledge, because that seems to be a source of great confusion. We have a lot of people who say they are seeking knowledge, they even call themselves students of knowledge and so on. I don't know where all these terms come from, but anyway they seem to be current, and so on and so forth. So therefore, if you consider yourself to be a student of knowledge, then you must know what knowledge is in the first place. And that is where the confusion seems to come, because we seem to confuse information with knowledge. We confuse ma'lumat with ilm. Now, information is not knowledge. Information is not knowledge because of a very simple factor, and that factor is that information is only one piece of knowledge. Knowledge is a combination of information and the effect of that information on the person and the result of that effect of that information. So it's a knowledge is a combination of these three things as a process: the information itself, the effect of that information. What is the effect of knowing whatever that you learnt? What is that effect on yourself? Are you aware of this effect? Can you feel it? Can you experience it? And because you feel it and you experience it, therefore what change does it bring about in your life? These three things, if they are there, then inshallah one can say that you acquired knowledge about this thing, whatever the thing was. Without that, if it's only information, then it's information. Alhamdulillah, nothing is wrong with information. Everything has to start somewhere, and everything starts with the right information. But if it's information alone, then it doesn't serve any purpose. So for example, we have information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is the creator and the sustainer of the entire universe, and only He is worthy of worship, and only He is worthy of being asked for help. And that's the reason why we say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. So we got this information. The question is, so what? We are also not the only people with that information. Anyone who studies Islam, whether that person is a Muslim or not a Muslim, has to start from this focal point, because Islam starts from La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So therefore, anyone who studies Islam, any aspect of Islam, has to start from this focal point. If someone studies Islam and he does not know about La ilaha illallah, then he has not studied Islam. You would say he is a jahil, because he has the absolutely the fundamental knowledge, the focal point itself, he doesn't know. So that doesn't exist. So anyone who studies Islam knows about La ilaha illallah. So they all have the information. Question is, so what? So if they all have the information, then technically speaking, anyone who knows about La ilaha illallah should be a Muslim. But this is not the case. So therefore, the information alone is not sufficient. Now that information must produce a certain effect in the individual. So when he said La ilaha illallah, it says no one is worthy of worship, no one is worthy of asking help other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So what? And Allah told us, so what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And I'll stop there. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the mu'mineen, the believers, are those who, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, their hearts shiver with the fear and glory and majesty of Allah. So Allah did not say the mu'mineen, the believers, are those who know about Allah. Allah did not say the believers are those who believe in Allah. Allah did not say the believers are those who consider Allah only to be worthy of worship. No. Allah said the believers are those who, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, in any form, whether somebody said Allah, whether somebody said Ar-Rahman, whether somebody said La ilaha illallah, whether somebody recited Quran, whether somebody talked about the glory and majesty of Allah, whatever. When they are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, instantly, immediately, simultaneously, there is an effect on the heart. And what is the effect? Wajilat qulubuhum. Allah said their qulub, their hearts, shiver with the fear and glory and majesty of Allah. So immediately there is an effect. And automatically you can say that somebody whose heart shivers with the glory and majesty and fear of Allah is incapable of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any matter whatsoever. These two cannot go together. You cannot say that my heart shivers with the fear of Allah, but I can still disobey Allah. How is it possible? How is that possible? So if there is any disobedience in our lives, it means that our heart is not shivering with the fear and glory of Allah. And in which case, according to the criterion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave of being a mu'min, then one must say that I am not a mu'min. I am not passing any, you know, takfir on anybody. I am just saying this for ourselves. The people who think that they are studying knowledge, they don't have to go. You just start from this. What is happening to your heart when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned? And that result of that name being mentioned, which is the information, the result is the effect on the heart. And as a result of the effect on the heart, what change am I bringing in my life? If these three are connected, if there is synchronicity between these three, if these three are aligned, then inshallah, I have gained knowledge that La ilaha illallah. That is how far we have got. That is the knowledge I got. La ilaha illallah means this. Now that is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the one who said La ilaha illallah with ikhlas will enter Jannah. Now what is the meaning of, and the sahaba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the highest of stations with himself and be pleased with them because of their questions. We know the deen. Immediately they asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the meaning of ikhlas of the kalima? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ikhlas of the kalima is that it keeps you away from haram. This is the meaning of knowledge. Ikhlas of the kalima is that it keeps you away from haram. So, I know the kalima, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, information. That information produced some effect inside me, because of which I stayed away from haram. Then I know the kalima. Only then can I say that I know La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah because of this this connection between these three things. It produced an effect in my heart, as a result of which it produced an effect in my life. So I want to end with this, by the definition of knowledge. The definition of knowledge is not the book you read. The definition of knowledge is not the course you attended. The definition of knowledge is not the bayan you listened to or you gave. The definition of knowledge is the effect of that knowledge in your heart and the effect of that knowledge in your life. When these three are aligned, then you can say, I have knowledge about this particular matter. Until then, you do not have knowledge. You have only information. No matter how many books you studied, no matter how many shaykhs, shuyukh and asatiza you studied under, no matter how many universities and degrees you have, I don't care. It does not constitute knowledge. It is only information. Knowledge is only when these three things are aligned. The information, the effect of that information, and the change that it brings about in the person's life. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.